This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's the only way to start your day on the 23rd of July, 2025. Now, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, man. Hopefully, you are enjoying your day, or you will be enjoying your day. It's still very early in the morning to be celebrating your birthday. Otherwise, welcome to it. And as you know, as usual, and as I mentioned earlier on, that on Wednesday, we usually have Imlambo, our attorneys. They're back again. Kumbulu kutisike sabagwi short recess. Ikona lagwi MUT Radio. But it's Wednesday. Namhlanje, it means Imlambo, our attorneys, is back again. And today we have uKeleboga Molefe as well as Jade Wakefield. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome, Gia. I know it's your first time. We've had Jade before.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are doing such an amazing job. You guys are actually lawyers. And that's basically what we're talking about, Namhlanje. We are exploring this industry that you guys are on, which is law. And basically, for someone who doesn't know, and I hope they are back in school, our high school listeners would have loved this one, so that they make wise decisions. When we speak of a lawyer, what exactly are we speaking about?
Good morning once again. Thank you for the warm welcome. So basically, a lawyer is a professional qualified to give legal advice and to represent individuals, businesses, or even government in legal matters. Their main roles are focused on advising clients, drafting legal documents, representing clients in negotiations and court.
Mm. And maybe what is the educational pathway to becoming a lawyer, let's say from high school?
So the very first step would be to have a matriculation certificate with a degree endorsement. And then you'll study for an LLB, depending on the stream, either 3 or 4 years. Mm. You'll complete your practical legal training, which is basically called law school. You then complete articles of clerkship, which is your 2-year in-service training with a law firm. Mm. Completing 4 board exams and then applying for admission as an attorney to the High Court.
Wow, you mentioned that word, attorney, Jade, and it's usually a confusion between an attorney and advocate to a point where we even see or hear about your SCs. Maybe if you can just tell us the difference between attorneys and advocates.
No problem. There's definitely always a confusion. Mm. An attorney is a general legal practitioner. So basically, they interact directly with clients, providing various legal services, for instance, drafting legal documents and representation in lower courts. An advocate, however, is instructed by an attorney. So they will be briefed by an attorney. They specialize in more complex trial work, offering expert legal arguments, and they... The playground is basically the High Court.
Oh, wow. Oh, so they are much, basically what you are saying is that they are in a much more higher position than an attorney.
Not necessarily. It's just the one is more dependent on the other in terms of being briefed for work.
Okay. And what areas of law are they? I mean, there's quite a lot of different types of law.
Yes, there are various fields, basically insurance law, which is Kia's favorite. And then we have criminal law, civil litigation, family law, corporate law, and pension fund laws as well.
Mm. Maybe if I can, Kia, I can put you in here. What if someone studies law but doesn't necessarily want to become an attorney? What other options are there in that field?
Yes, and thank you for breaking me into my first show. So when you think of anything, really, you can think of law. The clothes that we wear, from the manufacturers to the actual retailers, as well as the back end of people that are selling. You can find attorneys everywhere. So these are corporate clients, private companies that will need a legal expert. You think of banks, you think of insurance companies, you think of any company really, dealerships, you think of an attorney. Mm. So these are people that will advise on the certain services that you provide, or advise on the product that you provide, or advise on even on restaurants and foods and tourism. So law is broad. You can literally go into any space into law. There are NGOs that you can be part of, as well as the government. Or you can just become a researcher. We see a lot of researching companies of late that are in the health sector where new diseases are being found. You will then have to go with see into the regulatory process of that research, as well as Parliament. We saw various people with law degrees, a master's, doctorates in Parliament, especially of late. So you can even work in the government sector, or you can become a lecturer. Yes, you can become a lecturer at universities and specialize in drafting articles and papers in order to further a specific field in your in the legal spectrum. Or you can completely go out of the law industry and go into journalism, become a diplomat or an entrepreneur like Ms. Malambo of our firm.
Yes, yes, definitely. And you spoke of articles. Now, one would ask themselves if it's difficult or not to get these articles or just umsebenzi nje, a job after studying law. Is it that difficult?
So, on the ground, I must say, yes, it is, because we, South Africa, is producing a lot of LLB graduates. So specifically articles, and that's the misnomer that people have, that we all want to go into articles or do pupillage to become advocates. So it is quite a competitive field, and we do see volumes, but there is hope, because if you focus on your academia and you show initiative. For instance, there are law clinics in universities. Participate in law clinics. Volunteer when it comes to the different initiatives. Even in political spaces, if there's youth politics in your university, those are good initiatives to take to show you that you're outstanding. Or there's moot courts in most universities. Participate in all of that so you become unique, and you become an individual who shows tenacity, who shows initiative taking, and you become a candidate that is worth spotting out there. So there is hope. Volunteer also with vocational work. So most firms will have what we call vocational work, where they will have interns coming in for a period between 2 weeks and a month. Okay. And they come in, learn the industry. So it's sort of like you are going for job shadowing, but this is in real corporates. So people should look out for that. Students that are in their first years already should look out for vocational work, internships at legal firms or even entities that offer such vacancies. But mostly volunteer in your universities. That's the first point an employer wants to see, that you're an initiative taker.
Maybe what advice would you give, Kia, to someone in high school who wants to follow this field and study law?
Yes. So obviously, the universities are looking for results, and you must be above a certain threshold in terms of your marks, as well as your turnaround. I mean, yes, in terms of your subjects and your marks and how you pass. I think nowadays they call them exemptions or university entry. So that's what you're looking for. Become academically strong. But in terms of subjects, you can take English and history. Those are good subjects in terms of reading and writing skills. They develop those. But for instance, you can take accounting and maths and all of those. So law is not really focused on one particular subject, but what they do look at is your overall mark. Can you be admitted into a university? And then after that, there is things that you can take again, like the initiatives I was talking about, reading newspapers, following legal cases, listening to the news, you know, becoming a relevant and current person. That can be good. But also, even in high school, some firms, I know I used to work at a firm that actually takes and pays for bursaries at high school already.
Wow.
So you can go to a law firm and say, these are my marks and I would like a bursary for you to fund my high school as well as my university. And at most times, if you excel academically, they will then guarantee you a job, articles after that. Mm. So those are some of the initiatives that are available out there. And we want everybody to take opportunity of that. But most importantly, have passion, be consistent, because those things go a long way.
Wow. Hey, that's quite an interesting one. And I hope someone is listening here who is probably exploring to start a career in law. Maybe, Jay, just one last question. Can you share a common myth about being an attorney?
No problem. I think one of the biggest myths are that attorneys spend all their time arguing in court, like in the movies.
Yeah.
But in reality, a lot of the legal work involves research. This involves a lot of time, drafting, negotiation, and solving problems before they actually reach court. The goal is always to avoid litigation. However, it always tends to lead there. And then most importantly, that attorneys are very rich.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
That's interesting. That is interesting. No, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate your time. Maybe just one last question. If you were to advise someone, because as we said earlier on, there's quite a lot of these. What is a scarce skill in this industry of yours that you think that South Africa does not have and needs more lawyers who are actually specializing in that particular field?
Yeah, thank you. So there are various niche fields. So there's the aviation. Aviation is quite niche. You only see a certain group of people, you know, who are previously advantaged in our society that actually tap into that industry. So aviation, your marine, those are industries that you want to go into. And there's something new. There's AI now.
Yes.
You know, artificial intelligence comes with a lot of things. And as I said before, everything encompasses the law. So looking into artificial intelligence, what regulatories are there in South Africa? You know, do we have enough regulatories? What systems should be put in place to make sure that artificial intelligence and the law can blend well? We have ChatGPT now, and we have these cases that we've seen before the courts where attorneys are using ChatGPT quite recklessly, you know.
Mm.
So how do we put in regulations or policies in place to ensure that we use AI and the law as and in other industries, really, to better, one, make sure that life is better with AI, as obviously it's an advanced technology that we should be using in our daily lives, but ensuring that it also safeguards the public and we're not careless when using it.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Just a few seconds each for just one advice to someone who's pursuing in law, maybe next year moving forward. What advice would you give that person from each of you ladies? Just a few seconds.
Okay, so advice, dream big. There's just also a popular myth that you can only get into the big firms if you're from a certain university or you have, you know, excel and you're a cum laude student. Those are true, but it's not the only reality.
Mm.
I was from UNISA. And I wasn't a cum laude student, but I got into all the firms that I wanted to be in. And I got to study and learn in aviation, in marine, in all of these niches that I thought they were far from me. So don't limit yourself. Reach for the stars and you will definitely get all that you are hoping for.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Jade, maybe how can we get hold of Lambo Attorneys?
You can contact us on 010-502-0626 or email us for any inquiries at info@mlambolegal.co.za, and our website is www.mlambolegal.co.za. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate everything from you guys, Jade Wakefield and Kia Molefe from Mlambo and Associates.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.